It's time to return to Morning Music with Graham Pascoe. Today's the anniversary of the birth of songwriter Percy Mayfield. He wrote this song.
Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more.
What'd you say?
Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more.
What'd you say?
Oh, geezer, don't treat me so mean. You're the meanest man that I've ever seen. I guess if you said so, I'd have to pack my bag and go. Hit the road, Jack, don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack, don't you come back no more. No money, you just ain't no good. Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more.
What you say?
Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more. And don't you come back no more.
Percy Mayfield's composition, Hit the Road, Jack, was a hit for Ray Charles in 1961. You heard a recording by Shirley Horn. Carrie Jacobs Bond, the American songwriter, wrote the next song in 1910.
Thank you. perfect day near the end of a journey too. But it leaves a thought that is big and strong, with a wish that is kind and true. For memory has painted this perfect day with colors that never fade. And we find at the end of a perfect day the soul of a friend.
Jacobs Bond wrote A Perfect Day in 1910. James Pegler recorded it in Sydney in 1986. Porter's Night and Day, played by Claude Thornhill's orchestra. Do you remember the song Tell Me Why? It was a hit for Eddie Fisher and others in 1952, and also for the Four Aces, yes. And later, other artists successfully recorded Tell Me Why in the 1960s. I'm going to play the recording of Tell Me Why by the Four Aces.
Tell me why. try to forget. Tell me why I think of you yet. I know I'll never be free. What has happened to me? I never dreamed of romance, never gave it a chance. When I think of how you looked that day in your gown of silk and lace, should have known the day you came my way, that this was the time and the place. Tell me why I keep fooling my heart when I know it was love from the start. Why don't we give it a try? If you know, tell me why. When I think of how you looked that day in your gown of silk and lace, should have known the day you came my way that this was the time. Please tell me why I keep fooling my heart when I know it was love from the start. Why don't we give it a try?
Aces sang Tell Me Why. It was written by Marty Gold and Al Alberts. Al Alberts was one of the co-founders of the Four Aces. My next two selections are Australian recordings of songs that originated in the 1930s.
Till the birdies wake and chime, good morning. There ought to be a long in clover time to keep that moon out over time, to keep each lover's lane in rhyme. Saving time so I could love that man of mine till the birdies wake and chime. Thank you. light saving time so I could love that man of mine till the birdies wake and chime. Good morning. There ought to be a long in clover time to keep that moon out over time, to keep each lover's lane in rhyme till
Moonlight Saving Time, written back in 1931 by Harry Richman and Irving Cahal. And that recording was by Tony Lamond. The saxophonist was Bill Birtles. And that was made in the ABC studios in the year 2000.
Hello, I'm Chris Tobin. If you like country music, you'll love 2MCE's Country Music Club's program on Sunday afternoons. From 2 o'clock, you can enjoy 3 hours of the old country recordings you will remember as I take you on a trip down memory lane. You can phone me at the studio if you'd like to hear a special request as we share the music we love. That's Sunday afternoon from 2 until 5 o'clock.
I remember.
And got that old feeling when you came inside. I got that old feeling the moment that you danced by. I felt a thrill, and when you caught my eye, my heart stood still, and once again I seemed to feel that old yearning, and I knew the spark of love was still burning. There'll be no new romance for me. It's foolish to start for that old. It's foolish to start.
That Old Feeling. Written by Lou Brown and Sammy Fain for a motion picture titled Vogues of 1938. The recording you heard was by Simon Gallagher with Tommy Tico conducting the Adelaide Symphony Orchestra in 1991. Sometime last year, I introduced a new segment, recording each week on my programme at about this time, to honour the ABC radio presenter John Carger, who for many, many years broadcast a programme titled Singers of Renown. And so at about this time of my programme each week, I play a recording by a singer whom I would not normally feature on my programme. And today's singer is an Italian-born opera singer, a soprano, Licia Albanese. Interesting name. She was a leading artist at the Metropolitan Opera for many years, and President Clinton of the USA presented her with a National Medal of Honours for the Arts. One of the roles which she became especially acclaimed for was singing the role of the geisha in Puccini's opera, Madama Butterfly. I'm going to play a recording of Licia Albanese singing One Fine Day. It'll be sung in Italian, of course, in which Madama Butterfly expresses her hope for the return of her lover. singer of renown for this week, Licia Albanese, sang Un Beldi from Madame Butterfly. I'm going to take you now to operetta from opera. There was a time when one of the most attractive and successful forms of musical entertainment were operettas, and one of the most acclaimed operettas was The Merry Widow, music written by Franz Lehár. A new version of The Merry Widow was introduced in Melbourne in August 1960. I'm going to play two songs now from the score of The Merry Widow. Widow Walsh, I Love You So, recorded by Australian tenor Donald Smith in Adelaide in 1975. I couldn't make any reference to The Merry Widow without playing this classic recording.
Yeah.
Velia, composed by Franz Lehár for The Merry Widow, sung by Australia's beloved soprano from a recording from 1929, Gladys Moncrief.
Yeah. smiling, when you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you, baby, baby. Oh, when you're laughing, babe, when you're laughing, the sun comes shining through. But when you're crying, you bring on the rain. Don't stop your sighing. Be happy again and keep on smiling. Keep on smiling and the whole world smile.
In a Persian Market was played by Millie Mayer's orchestra. It was written back in 1920 by the British songwriter Albert Kettleby. And then you heard Louis Armstrong and his orchestra, When You're Smiling. I'm going to take you back now to an operetta.
My desert is waiting, dear. Come there with me. I'm longing to teach you love's sweet melody. I'll sing a dream song to you, painting a picture for two. Sand kissing a moonlit sky, a desert breeze whispering a lullaby, only stars above you. Desert song calling its voice enthralling will make you mine.
Blue heaven and you and I and sand kisses.
desert song. Holy, in voice and calling, we'll make your
mind. The title song from Sigmund Rönnberg's operetta, The Desert Song, was sung by two Australian singers, June Bronhill and Edmund Hockridge, a recording from 1981.
Say yes in any language to me. When will you say si, si? Si, 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 si. Si, 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 si. Every little Dutch girl says ya, 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 ya. Every little Russian says da, da. But sweetheart, oh why won't you tell me why? No matter how much I try, please tell me why. Da 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 da, won't you listen to my plea? Won't say yes in any language to me. Oh, oh, when will you say si si? Say si si. Da 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 da. Only say si si wee wee ya ya da 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 da. Then all my life would be a song. Nothing could go wrong, go wrong, go wrong. If you give in, I'll win. I won't give up, darling. If you give in, I must hear you say si si. I want you listen to my plea. Please say yes in any language to me. I want you say si si, say si si.
To play some simple melody like my mother sang to me. One with a good old-fashioned harmony. Play some simple melody.
Musical demon, set your honey a dream, and won't you play me some rag? Just change that classical nag to some sweet, beautiful drag. If you will play from a copy of a tune that is choppy, you'll get all my applause. And that is simply because I want to listen to rag. Musical demon, set your honey a dream, and won't you play me some rag? Just change that classical nag
my mother
to some sweet,
to
beautiful drag. If you will play from a copy of a tune that is choppy, you'll get all my applause. And that is simply because
some simple
I want to
melody.
Listen to rag.
We'll be right back.
musical demon. Set your
play
honey
some
a dreamer.
Won't
you play me some rags?
Steady,
just
steady.
Change that classical night.
My mother
to
sang
some
to
sweet,
me.
Beautiful drag. We'll play from a copy of a Junetti choppy. You get all my applause.
Don't lose your head.
That is simply
play
because
some simple melody.
Play from a copy of a Junetti choppy. You get all of my applause because
play
I want a ragged, ragtime melody.
And Gary Crosby had fun with that melody, which was written by Irving Berlin, play a simple melody. Bing and Gary were accompanied by Matty Matlock's All Stars. Before that, the Andrews Sisters and Vic Schoen's Orchestra had a hit in 1940 with Say CC, written by the Cuban composer Ernesto Lecuona. I'm Graham Pascoe. It's time for me to say cheers for now. I'll be back, of course, next Monday to present more morning music program for you, another one, and hope you've enjoyed today's program.